BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson and this is London Life. The Wimbledon Tennis Championships have begun in South London and for the first time in 10 years there'll be no British player who is seeded or who is regarded as one of the top 32 players in the competition. Britain does not have a history in recent years of producing top tennis players. One person who would like to see a change in this is Robbie Sugdayo. He runs a tennis club in a park in the North London area of Haringey. The other day, I made a trip out to the park to meet Robbie and I asked him what he does.
I'm a tennis manager. I've hired some tennis courts and a pavilion from Haringey Council, which I'm hoping to turn into a tennis centre. And my job is to facilitate tennis and sport for the park.
His job, he says, is to facilitate sport in the park. To facilitate. This means to help make something possible. His main focus is tennis. Approximately how many people come to his courts each week?
I arrange tennis for children aging from 3 and 4, which we call toddlers, up to adults, intermediate advanced players, private coaching. We have lots of children, 250 children coming a week, 100 adults.
In total, there are about 350 people who come each week, 250 children and 100 adults for different levels of coaching. I was surprised at how young some of the children were, only 3 or 4 years old, as Robbie said, toddlers. I asked him what sort of training they got.
We teach them, rather than tennis strokes, we teach them to run, balance, socialise, hand-eye coordination exercises. Basically, that's it for the toddlers.
So the toddlers don't get training in playing tennis strokes, but they get to do different activities that involve developing basic skills like running and balancing, socialising or getting on with other children, and importantly, hand-eye coordination. Hand-eye coordination is an important skill in many sports, and it means your eyes and hands working together, being able to move your hands in line with what you see. For example, to hit a ball in tennis, you have to be able to follow the ball with your eyes and then move your hand with the racket to hit the ball. And that's hand-eye coordination.
BBC LearningEnglish.com.
After talking to Robbie, the coach, I then went to talk to one of the parents who regularly brings her children to the tennis in the park.
Well, I've got 3 children doing tennis here. One's 4 and a half, one's 7, and one's 9 and a half.
And what do the children, what do they get out of the tennis here? Do they enjoy it or do you have to drag them along?
No, they all really look forward to coming every Thursday. I mean, it's a, you know, sort of team effort with their friends, you know, obviously all the ball skills, you know, the healthy outdoor activity.
The tennis is a healthy outdoor activity, which, she said, their children really enjoy. And from what I saw, they certainly do. I watched a group of youngsters having a lot of fun on the courts, and I asked one of them why she liked tennis.
I like playing tennis because it's good exercise for the arms, and I'm very good at it, and I like tennis because it's a very good exercise.
And one day will you be playing tennis on the centre court at Wimbledon?
Never know. Maybe.
So who knows? Maybe in the future we'll see some of Robbie's students playing at the highest level. Before I left the park, I asked Robbie why he thought it was that Britain wasn't regularly producing high-class tennis players.
I feel the facilities generally around the country are poor, particularly in the parks. In this country, you need to upgrade the parks. If you get lots of people playing tennis, it will improve the club structure. A lot of money goes into the clubs, but probably less than 20% of the people that play tennis play at clubs. So it's the parks is a place to find your tennis players and also bring on your tennis players.
He feels the problems start with the quality of the facilities and that too much money goes to private clubs rather than public parks. The parks are the best place, he says, to find and bring on new players, to bring on new players, to train them and make them better. Well, we wish Robbie good luck with his project to develop his tennis centre. That's all from this edition of London Life.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.